Northern Michigan vaccine clinics will go on without the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. And we're hearing from hospitals about some concerning trends. For the latest, I'm with IPR's Taylor Wisner. Hey, Taylor.
Hey there, Kendra.
So by now, most people have heard about the rare side effects from the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Can you tell us what this means for the vaccine moving forward?
Yeah, so we've heard a lot in the last day or so already about these new side effects showing blood clots in a very, very small number of people who get this vaccine. We're talking like a handful of people among over a million doses. So very, very rare side effects at this point. But, you know, the CDC and the MDHHS are taking this very seriously. It needs to be studied more. And so they are pausing the administration of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine that was scheduled this week in Northern Michigan. They are moving forward. I think Munson has canceled their clinic, but everyone else has moved forward. They're using the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine, and everyone who signed up for those clinics can still get them. And for those who've already had the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, doctors are saying you should be fine, but you need to monitor yourself for symptoms that include a severe headache, abdominal pain. And if you notice anything like that, contact your primary care doctor as soon as possible. Now, if you're wondering why we're just hearing about the Johnson & Johnson issues right now, there's some important context to that. You know, because these are so rare, normally symptoms and side effects like this will show up in clinics. But when you have something that affects one in a million people, that just doesn't show up. And how many, you know, very controlled studies you do, you just won't find those things in that time. So things like this do come up. Any medication you take has risks. So that's to be expected. And they're taking all the precautions now to study that.
Okay, that makes sense. So how, as a state, are we getting this under control? Do officials want to impose more restrictions or speed up vaccinations?
Yeah, Michigan has been in the news a lot this week. We've been hearing advice from the CDC. They say that, you know, Michigan doesn't need more vaccine. We have enough of it. We just need to close everything down and really just lock up like we did in the spring to stop these infections. Whitmer has been hesitant to do that. She has really battled with the state over, you know, the legislature that has been very against closing down. And she hears the constituents that are also opposed to that in our communities. So she's trying a new approach. She's appealing to personal responsibility. She's finding the areas where outbreaks are happening, these sporting events, and asking schools to close and really leaving that up to communities to take that responsibility. And public health experts who specialize in messaging agree that that's probably a good approach. Reporting has come out this week that says that tends to get through to people who, you know, when the government tells them to do something, their immediate reaction is no, like this is something that I feel I should have control over. And when you talk about, you know, your impact in your community and getting ill, what that could do to your neighbors and your children, that appeals to people.
Yeah, absolutely. A little bit more local focus. So Munson Healthcare held a news conference this morning. What did they say we need to know?
Well, one of the interesting things is with these variants that are spreading a lot in Michigan right now, we're still the second state in the country with the most variant cases. With that, the vaccination effort to combat that has got to be more. You know, we heard from Munson this morning, they said that, you know, that 70-80% mark that they're aiming for, it might have to be higher because of how transmissible these variants, especially the B.1.1.7 variant that we're seeing the most in the state right now. So that's going to be a key area of focus for us. And right now, another concern that health officials are looking at is with the cases rising among children. There's concern of this multi-system inflammatory disorder that affects children. Now, we're seeing more cases of that being reported of recent in southeastern Michigan hospitals. We're not seeing that yet in our region or in Grand Rapids, where the Children's Hospital is. But officials are worried about that. They're keeping a close eye on that. And the thing is, like, children can't be protected right now. There's no vaccine approved that children can take. So they're kind of an at-risk population in terms of some of the more severe side effects that only a very few number of children so far have exhibited.
That was some new information about statewide COVID trends from IPR's Taylor Wisner. Thanks for the update, Taylor.
Sure. Thanks.
You're listening to All Things Considered on Interlochen Public Radio.